5 o'clock, and I'm going to call the Catuit Fire District Potential Committee meeting to order, meeting of September 24th, 2018. Could I have introductions, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Janal, Prudential.
No one's recording. The Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any public comment? No.
Seeing none.
No public comment. So, the first thing is the solar contract with NextAmp. I had an email from Mr. Nutter last week saying that they have a current user who was interested in taking more of their credits. And are we still interested? And I said, yes, we were. And so I've also, they gave me two people to contact. One was in Orleans, and I haven't got the other one with me, but they were very satisfied with their, you know, service and billing and how everything went. They weren't having a problem. It was a housing authority off Cape. So I'd like to make a motion that we accept the net metering credit purchase and sales agreement from Dartmouth Farm Solar LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a sec. Is there any discussion? Mark Boudreau reviewed this.
Okay.
And he said he thought it was fine.
Okay. I was going to say, that was going to be my, I didn't look, I gave it a very cursory review. Not that, honestly, I would have had much to say on that particular type of contract regardless, but as long as Mark's reviewed it and he's comfortable with the terms.
Yeah, he just wanted to make sure we weren't going to chop down any trees here. I told him.
No, this is all over the bridge.
All over the bridge.
Good.
So. Okay, so did we vote?
Oh, sorry.
I just have one question. How long is the contract for?
20 years?
20 years, I think.
Yeah.
It's in the
past. All right, yeah. No opt-out clauses or anything like that?
And there are, I think there are renewable clauses for 5 years.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 20 years.
Sounds good. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Going green.
Going green.
Which signature line goes with which signature?
That's my signature lines.
That's right.
Did you actually vote?
Yes.
You did, okay.
All in favor was aye, correct?
Aye.
Correct.
Yeah. Aye.
So, Ray, it's, you're up.
The town collector, assessor, excuse me, said that we missed the September 12th meeting for the overlay review, but he would put us on the October 10th agenda. I sent him an email and explained that this was very important to us to get this tied down before the tax recap was finalized, and so he said he understood. Hopefully that means that he will get it through. I might send him a reminder as we get close to the 10th.
Yeah, that sounds good. And you did clarify that we don't have to have a special district meeting, too.
No, no. I check with the DOR. Thanks. I check with the DOR, and it is up to the Prudential Committee. Once the assessor releases it, you're free to spend it on any lawful purpose.
All right,
good.
Any questions about that? Okay. And so have we heard anything back from Brown Lindquist?
Yes, I got, I actually received back from them kind of a worked up contract. They included some exhibits that we hadn't included, which really just include, were, I took a look at them. They are not new documents. They're just incorporating their prior proposal timeline. And there are design meaning memorandum, just, and they included, and they, the only revision that they made was to actually identify those with respect to the scope of the project, which is appropriate. They also sent two copies, so we could each have an original.
Okay.
So I know that we had previously voted on signing this, but I guess I need to make a motion.
Yes.
To have, to agree, to execute the agreement between the Kituit Fire District and our consultant, Brown, Lundquist, Finuccio, and Rabber Architects, with respect to our space needs and new office space feasibility study for the Kituit Fire District.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so this is, you're just re-signing. I guess you sign there and then, right, this is that. You needed to sign stating that we had the funds to cover the contract. They also, thank you, did provide us with a certificate of insurance for the liability insurance, and we are being named, being added as additional insurance on their policies. So that is all set.
So do they have a date when they're going to be?
I don't know. I can inquire. He did not give me a date.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Finally moving.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you.
So, I went to the Water Commissioners meeting the other night where they reviewed the water rate study to date. And so actually it's the first page and the second and third pages that are most important. And then after that is just information about various other components of the water rates, and you know, like some of that they only have to pay 19% or 38%, depending upon what it is.
Okay.
And so on the first page you will see that the current rates and, you know, the total, the balance, the total revenue build and revenue from other sources. So when you get over to the second page, where there's an increase because the balance, is that right? Yeah, the top of the page was balance not covered by the water rates, which is $1,072.540. So if on the second page we go to the 425,578,637,708, that'll cover $1,073,823, but that will still leave $1,200 not covered. And then the third page is if there's less of an increase, which will leave more of a balance that's not covered. So they haven't decided how they're going to approach this or what they're going to do. They were discussing whether to keep the twice yearly billing or go to quarterly. And they, you know, they didn't have any discussion at all about how long the period of time to implement this, you know. So I did comment to the committee that I think it's obviously important that they have more than one public meeting to address this to the public, to tell them about it, and that I thought that they should develop a protocol for dealing with people who, you know, are seriously in need right. of help and honestly can't afford their bills.
What's the status with collections on there? You know, we had talked very briefly about that, but do we have any idea what outstanding?
No,
because there is no policy for collections at this point.
the amount outstanding we get from them. I got a receivable.
Okay.
What I haven't done is to compare that receivable to see if there's someone who constantly appears in the past due column.
So I'm going to bring this up at the policy advisor, but interesting, I saw, I guess a couple of weeks in the newspaper, COMM had a notice that they had sent the last demand water bills out, and if they weren't paid in X number of days, they were going to turn off the water. Now, apparently the Cotuit Water Department has a policy that's probably been in place since God only knows when, of never turning off water.
Well, I knew, I was aware of that, so I just wondered.
Which I think that is, you know, part of the problem and why people don't pay. And I don't understand, you know, I don't understand why they don't send demand notices and do what COMM does instead of waiting a whole year and then putting liens. Because I'm correct, if somebody puts a lien on your house and you don't want to do anything to your house or sell your house or...
It just sits there.
Just sits there.
Until, you either pass away and somebody else has to deal with the sale.
So that just doesn't seem like a very...
It doesn't seem like a very good practice, but obviously it depends on how egregious an issue we have with respect to non-payers. You know, it depends on how much is out there, how much is outstanding, what are we leaned on. The higher that number, obviously, the more of an issue we have.
Yeah.
And they really need to change their practice.
I think it needs to be a more professional business approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than just, putting a lien and nothing happens and, okay, so everybody else is paying for somebody's water.
Yeah.
So, okay. Any comments about?
No, I just, I echo what you both said, that they have to be more diligent than the billing, because the last couple of meetings that we've had conversations about that seems to be an issue with them. But this is a pretty interesting deficit that they're showing for FY19. So,
yeah.
I mean, the water, just based on from my personal experience, water here is pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know when was the last time they raised the rates.
More than 12 years ago.
So, yeah, that perhaps has something to do with it. So it's definitely a combination of things, but I suggest that, just like you did, that if they change the rates, they also get more efficient with the billing, because they're going to hear from people about that.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's the first thing that comes with that. So,
I think if they in those public meetings, I just was looking again at that first figure, translate that into a tax rate for the average home.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a great point.
That would drive. I think drive it home. What has to be done?
Correct.
Yeah, that'd be very, very helpful. So, next, the men's bathroom. The floor has been repaired. It's had one or two coats of paint. So.
Thank you.
So I have to check and make sure that it's ready for. Spencer to come back and put it back together. So, it was the Sharon Housing Authority, that's what it was. So the next thing is, what was this? So, on the 21st of September, we got a notice from Cape Light Compact about two questions. One, the contract for the streetlight maintenance is coming up, and they wanted to know if we want to join them in the RFP, which we did before. And the second question is, Eversource has a rate case recently where they were required to have streetlight committees to look at variable rates, meaning taking credit for dimming controls. The approval is estimated to happen soon. So we have the LED lights, and so they want to know if this is of interest to us, and do we want to work collaboratively with them to do this? So I sent her back an email with two questions. One, how much do the controls cost installed. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know the answer to that. And any idea what the cost savings would be?
I was going to say, what would be the cost savings?
Would be the cost savings. So,
if you dim it like half or 75%,
yeah.
The full.
Yeah, so, apparently she's had a lot of interest, so she's still waiting to hear from other people. She said many of the towns have been saying that they are interested in hearing more, which is
basically what
we're interested
saying.
In hearing more too.
Than what we're saying.
All right. And what about the, so have you in the past, Fran, had experience with dealing with the maintenance? How often does that come up?
I'm not sure how long that maintenance contract is. I believe it's 3 years.
Okay. I don't know. Well, I'll have to check.
And it's Siemens does it. And
an hourly cost. Okay. So it's basically like a maintenance fee of 90-something a month or whatever, just to keep them. Minimum, like a base fee, even if they don't show up for any work. That makes sense.
Supposedly they're going around checking the lights themselves.
I'll be in charge of dimming them, okay?
We know roughly how many lights we have.
35?
And do we get any complaints from people about them being too bright or anything like that? So it's just a cost-saving measure then?
It's a cost-saving measure. My only concern is that if we do this, we do it to all of them.
Correct. I agree.
Not do it, to Joe's over here.
Yeah.
We do it to Ed's because I'm leaving town if that happens.
You open yourself up to why him and her and not me or whatever. Agreed.
I don't know if the cost of putting the dimmers on, how long the payback for that's going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to hear.
Yeah. Does anything? Anybody have anything else that they wish to bring up?
No. I think so. Mm. No. When is the floor happening?
I think probably the best time to do it is going to be like January and February or February and March.
Okay.
So, I'm no longer getting things from MPP, the procurement officer thing.
Capo and MAPO and whatever.
Yeah, whatever that, because they changed their website or something. I just started getting, all of a sudden I started getting all these things from this site for procurement officers from various towns all over the state. They just started loading in my mailbox. Well, so 2 weeks ago, I get an email saying, well, we've changed our site and you're no longer eligible to get the emails. I didn't ask for them in the first place. They just appeared.
Well, they did you a favor.
We give it and we take it away.
But what I'd like to know is if there's anybody out there who's had experience replacing an antique floor that's more than 100 years old.
I have people who work for me that could probably help me with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a facilities manager, so I can ask them about that and get recommendations on how to go about that.
Because
like restoration work type of thing. Like restoration.
Maybe there was somebody in here the other day who said that, this floor is basically sound and, he doesn't think that it needs to be torn up, that it can be worked on and restored. You might see a few nail heads, but...
That's what I was going to say. I mean, from my point of view, it looks like it just needs a little sanding and maybe varnish, and that's it.
Yeah. Now, we'd been told by others that it's had its last
it's
sanding.
Had its last
and
sanding.
It needed to be completely
so it's
replaced.
Okay. That makes sense.
But obviously, it'd be much less expensive.
Absolutely,
if we could.
Absolutely.
And and plus, when we go to write the RFP, I want it to be written in such a way that it's, only going to get somebody who's experienced with, you know, floors like this.
Well, I can certainly look into it and come back to you with, by the next meeting with a way to approach this.
That'd be great. No problem. So, if you have a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just noticing a spelling, just a type of spelling error in Ms. Gardner's name.
Oh.
The NextAM contract, my name was misspelled too.
Oh, that's my fault.
That's all right. Happens all the time.
Yeah, I took a quick look at them this afternoon, yes. I was able to review them.
So I'll take a motion to accept the minutes.
Second? Or?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So moved.
Okay. Accept the minutes.
All right. So. I'll also accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Let's go.